We're good.
Five, four, three.
Okay, good morning. We are on Siman Kuf Ayin Chet. We are on Seif Dalet, right? Seif Dalet. Just quick follow-up from yesterday. Shmuel actually asked, what about having, if your main course is ice cream or some kind of a dessert, you just want, maybe it's a Malava Malka, whatever, maybe it's not the best diet, and all you want is bread and ice cream. So the question is, it's the same concept as fruit. So we know if you're kaveya yasuda on fruit, the only thing you're going to be eating is fruit. So it happens to be it's a chiddush of the Rosh. It's brought down in the Beit Yosef, and he goes with it, but it's not so 100%. It's not really mentioned by others too much, but anyways, that does become nalacha. And his point is, that's what you're making your ikar. So, I asked around. Everyone has a different opinion on the matter. Some say it's not right. It's not appropriate to be eating on it. Doesn't even count. But, there are different opinions. Anyways, it seems that if that's what you're making your ikar a meal on, it would make sense. Again, there are different opinions that you do not say a bracha on it. And I certainly would, if I thought about it more, I would not say a bracha because it at least safek bracha sahaka. But the ideal thing to do would have a little bit of ice cream, less than a kazayit, before your bread, and avoid a suffix, or have a little piece of bread with it before and after. All right, similar concept or similar along the lines is what about melon? Reuven mentioned. What about having melon right before the meal, after hamotzi? So some people. So there is. It's brought down. I think only in the much later achronim. The concept of, some people say melon stirs up or arouses one's appetite. So it's actually enhancing your meal. So that's the svara behind it. So does it actually affect your appetite or not? I don't know. But so some say you should not say a bracha on melon. And it's part of the meal. It's batel. Many say it doesn't affect the appetite, it doesn't matter, it's fruit, and fruit, it's not part of the main part of the meal, regardless what your purpose is, and you would say a bracha. So it's a machloket achronim, and perhaps also safek bracha sahakel, or follow your rav, or have it with a little piece of bread before and after. We mentioned yesterday, just a quick recap, if you're going from room to room, now this comes up according to, for everybody, let's say on a food that's a fruit or a shahako. What are you supposed to do if you go from room to room in your house or the building that you're working in? So, it seems to be, if you don't have any regular das, and to travel from room to room, and you can't see the place that you first said the bracha from room to room, you can't see it. So if you look in the books, in the svarim, it seems more like you should say a new bracha, but lamaisa, most poskim nowadays say you do not say a bracha if you're having candy, gum, fruit, whatever you're eating, drink from room to room. Lamaisa, most say you do not say a bracha. Question is why, but that's generally not the custom to say a bracha from room to room. And I think it's because, like we mentioned yesterday, normally people have das to go from room to room when they say a bracha. People are always eating and walking from room to room. That's how people function. So it's as if you had das. So ideally have in mind that you will go from any room in the building and then you're covered. But, b'dieved, I would not say another bracha. What about going outdoors? And this comes up also with the sukkah, comes up all the time. If people go from inside to the house to their backyard or a marpeset. So naturally again, there's going to be a machlokan on this one. So some say it's similar to room, and you do not say a bracha. Others say, no, there's no roof, it's completely separate, and also it's a pretty much a split machloket what to do. But if you have in mind, some say it doesn't help. But I think most say if you can see the marpeset, you can see your backyard, since it's enclosed in walls, if you have in mind and you can see it, most would say don't say a bracha. If you didn't have it in mind, so it's a question. Some would say a bracha, and they're not afraid of safek bracha sahakel, and some would say better to be on the safe side.
If you can see
from where, let's say you're on your main floor, and you can see your backyard for through the window or through the door. So then some say, especially if it's a glass door, open the door. Some say then it's okay not to. So anyways, that's a machloket. Perhaps safek bracha sahako, or follow your rav who says to say a bracha. By a sukkah, one needs to be careful. Generally speaking, most would say a sukkah is the same thing. If you're outdoors, if it's outside, or it has to be outside, right? So the sukkah, is similar.
Could be in your living room.
Could be. Very good. So as long as it's in your, on your roof, or on your marpeset, or in your backyard, and you have a mind, so most are mako with the sukkah, but it depends. Not everybody. And if you're in the middle of your meal, we said it's not going to be a problem. It's like if you're having drinks, if you're having snacks, or even between kiddush and hamotzi could be an issue. Some say kiddush is more of a kviut. Okay, so the discussion about that, and if it's on the street, many people have a sukkah on their street, off their property. And that for sure would be a shinui makom. Again, for if it's in the middle of hamotzi, of your main course, then it's not a problem. Between hamotzi and berkat hamazon, but if it's snacks all day long, every time you go outside to your to the street, if your sukkah is outside, that would require a new bracha, unless you consider yourself the din of holchei drachim, which we're about to get into. All right, inside dalet im achal pat b'makom echad v'chazer v'achal b'makom acher. What if you're eating bread in one place? And according to Shulchan Aruch, you have to bench there. Even if you leave, you have to go back and bench over there. But what happens? You went somewhere else, and you were ate in the second place. Or according to what all of us follow, the Rama, you went to the second place. I mean, could be you shouldn't have gone. But regardless, in this case, you went to a second place, and you ate in the second place. Eino mevarech birkat hamazon ela b'makom hasheni. So then, since you ate in the second place, you just bench in the second place. Now he adds, again, kemo shenagu holchei drachim shochlim derech hiluchem v'yoshvim mevarechim b'mkom siyum achilatam. Now this is just brought down as derech agav, just to point out to you that once you eat in the second place, you can bench in the second place, even according to the Shulchan Aruch kol shekein derama. Now he mentions what is this similar to? There's this halacha that's kind of just mentioned agav, and it's not really explained well by Rishonim or Achronim too much. What is the din of holchei drachim? So he just reads that anyone who's traveling and going and eating on the derech, on the fly, on the road, so then all you do is you don't say a new bracha for every bite. Every bite you're somewhere else. For sure it's a shinui makom. But since you're categorized yourself as holchei drachim, you don't have to say a new bracha every bite. And all you do is you say birkat hamazon when you finish eating at the last place. Because you always want to bench where you eat. That's the place of the bracha. It's a little bit of a bigger shavach. That you're showing that the bracha, you're thanking God on the food that you just ate. That's ideal. That's why Chazal originally made it. But anyways, the point is, you just finish your birkat hamazon where you finish. Now, because the din of holchei drachim is, by definition, you never really established your place in one particular place. You weren't established. So since you were never established, there's no real din of shinui makom. Now, what satisfies holchei drachim? So, there's a little spectrum. Everyone says, if your entire meal is as you're walking and on the road, of course that's holchei drachim. And you only need one bracha in the beginning, one bracha at the end, and that there's no din of shinui makom, cutting up your meal in half, that you have to make a new bracha. The other extreme would be if you eat in one home, and even if you have a mind to eat in another home. Everyone says that let's say there's two houses, you're invited to two places to eat, and you don't want a bench in the middle. So there's one home you're going to sit down for one house for an hour and another house for an hour. That for sure is not a din of holchei drachim. That's called shinui makom. You're a koveya in this home and you're a koveya in that home. and according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's not okay, and according to the Ramah, that is okay. That we passed already. But so those are the two extremes. Everywhere in between, there's no real definitive guidelines. Different Achronim are going to describe it a little bit differently. Some say you can't even start your meal in your house. The minute you start the meal in your house, even if you have a mind to travel to Herzliya or Yerushalayim, wherever you're going, once you start the meal in your house, by definition, you're indoors. That's called Kviyot Makom in this place. And if you go somewhere else, you already uprooted yourself. I think that's more or less the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, but I believe most poskim say a little differently. They say as long as you have in mind that you're going to be eating in multiple places, you never establish yourself into one or two places. Question is, what's the limit or what's the minimum? Is it 3, 4, or 5? It could be as long as you're always established to only eat in a house. Some would say that's not Holchei Drachim. But as long as you're eating on the go, it depends. Different opinions. Many say as long as, even if you start in your house, but it looks like you're moving. You have a lunch bag, you're not sitting, you just had one bite in your house. Again, different opinions on how far do you take it. All right, but I think the two extremes are pretty simple. If you're traveling, I think we'll stop with that.
Is a car or a train considered a makom?
So a car or a train. So everyone say a train is. People argue about a car. They do argue about a car if that's considered its own identity as a cheder or a bayit. It has walls. It has a roof. But as far as Holchei Drachim, so again, even those who consider it a house or not, they argue for this purpose. It's but many say it's obviously you're traveling, and it depends if you're only going to eat the meal while you're in your car. You start and finish in your car, versus you're having some while in the car and some out of the car before or after. It's hard for me to give one specific guideline when everyone has their own guidelines. Okay. Alright, so that's basically the din of Holchei Drachim, which is a little bit unclear. But as long as it's obvious that you're traveling, you're probably in the category of Holchei Drachim. The biggest question mark is if you start in your house or not. Let's go to Hey. Yesh omrim sheshivat haminim teunin baracha l'acharem bimkomam. The first opinion in the Yeshomrim is that all of the Shivat HaMinim, which really means the fruits of the Shivat HaMinim, you need a bench where you ended. So it has all the same halachot of bread that we mentioned for Shinui Makom. The Yeshomrim, the Dafka Minei Dagon. And the second Yeshomrim, which is usually the Ikar opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, and that's the Gra and many Paskin, that it only refers to Minei Dagon, that you're supposed to go back where you started, and therefore there's no shinoi makom when you go from place to place. You don't have to say a new bracha if you travel from house to house. V'yesh omrim d'davka b'pat levad. Only bread has this special din, and everything else, if you leave from one, or you go outside your front door to greet somebody and you walk outside, you have to say a new bracha. So this is a machloket, what to do, lemaisa. But so generally everyone says, for all the Shivat HaMinim, bottom line, if you want to go from one place to another, or even walk outside, it's better to say a bracha achrona, and then start up again in your next place, or even if you come back. However, if you got up and you left, and you didn't say a bracha achrona before you got up, so then it's a machloket. The Mishnah Berurah and some are more on the opinion that just don't say a new bracha. And most say, or many other achronim say, you should say a new bracha. Except for like cake. For Minei Dagon. Okay. Vav. Mi sheniskar betocha seudah shelo yitpalel ve'amad v'yipalel afilu imein shut ligmor seudah to yitpalel. Person's in the middle of his meal and he gets up to daven in his house.
That's it talking about a bracha mishana also, just
it's talking about both. The first Seif Vahei is definitely talking about both. The question is, are the Shivat Haminim the same as what we learned in Aleph and Bet about bread, or it's like Shahakol foods? Okay. Vav. So if a person gets up in the middle of his meal to daven, so it's not considered a hefsek. Shechayav lahafsik, you have to stop to daven, but it's not a hefsek for saying the brachas. V'yev shalo lechol ad sheitpel, and you can't continue eating until he davens, because he has to daven. In kolze, either because it's shacharis and he didn't daven yet, and you can't eat, or because the zman is going to pass. In kolze, lo havei hefsek. So it's not a hefsek for brachas. Obviously, if you have to leave your house and go to a shul, and or whatever, the minion's outside, so then you have the hefsek of shinoi makom. But if you're davening in your house, davening is not a hefsek. Okay.
Didn't we say yesterday that you could go out to the minion and come back and it's not a shinoi?
That's for bread, 100%. For bread it's not, but it is a hefsek if for shahakol foods and fruit. Zayin. Adam shiyashen betok se'udato shnat arai. If a person falls asleep at the table. So it's called, by definition, if you're sitting up. Again, this comes up again and again throughout the Shulchan Aruch. Sitting, sleeping. If you're sleeping and you're not lying down, we call that a shnat arai. It's a temporary sleeping. You fall asleep, you're dozing off. Lo have a hefsek. It's not a hefsek for brachos. It's not shani makom, and it's not a hefsek. You just continue. Obviously, if you fall asleep and you're going to have bread again, you're supposed to wash your hands without a bracha at least. Haga. V'chen im hivsik b'shar divei reshut k'gon shehut zrech l'nkava v'yechot v'chayotze v'zeh, or any other thing, any other need. You go to the bathroom, it's not considered a hefsek as long as you're in the same reshut, in the same house. But if a person lies down and takes a nap, then that is a hefsek and you have to bench and say a new bracha rishona. Okay.
Time
is not a factor as far as I know. Mishnah Berurah says that too, but it's just based on Shnat Arai and Shnat Keva. Okay. Kuf Ayin Tet. Okay. Hesach Hadat. This is not Shinoi Makom, it's Hesach Hadat. So the main issues by Hesach Hadat only affects the Bracha Rishona, not the Bracha Achrona. That's the main distinction. Aleph. Gamar Se'udato. You finished eating. V'natal Yadav Mayim Achronim. And now you washed your hands with Mayim, from Mayim Achronim to bench. You're not allowed to eat and drink until you say Birkat HaMazon. And if you are going to, then you say a new bracha rishona. Okay? And if you say, what the Svarim say, Havlan v'nivrich, or Ashkenazim, they say, Birshut, Rabbatai Nevarech, or Mishra. Exactly. Skayach. That's also called Hesach Hadat. V'asur lo lishtot, and you're not allowed to drink. Elim kein yivarech alav tchila, unless you say a new bracha rishona. V'achila dina kishtia leharosh, aval harav rabbeinu yona v'haran, achila shanei, shafa pish yasilek yado mi leachol, v'afila silko ha-shulchan, in matzah lachzorech leachilato, ein sarich levarech pa'am acheret. Shekol shelo natar yadav lo nisalek legamrei meachila. So here we see a difference between washing hands and saying Rabbatai Nevarech. Both are Hesach Hadat, and both are an equal Hesach Hadat for drinking. But it's a machloket rishonim when it comes to eating. If you had a mind, you had finished eating, and you say Rabbatai Nevarech, but you didn't wash your hands, so then it's a machloket if you can go back and say and continue eating without a new bracha rishona. So therefore, it seems to be from here, from the Shulchan Aruch, safek bracha sahakel, that only if you're going to drink, then you say a new bracha. But if it's you want to eat again, you wouldn't say a new bracha. And this again is if you said havlan, that's if you said Rabbatai Nevarech or havlan. But if you washed your hands, then that's different. Then you would say, even for eating, you would have to say a new bracha. Okay. Bet. Misha somech al shulchan acherim. What if you're eating at someone else's house? And he's the one who's decided. Afilu amar havlan v'nivarech, Lo vehesa chadat ad sheyomar baal habayit. So even if you said havlan v'nivrich, it's not called the hesa chadat unless the baal habayit says we're benching and we're done eating, because your das is always totally on your hosts. Okay. Gimel. Im lo amar havlan v'nivrich, gam lo natal yadav. You didn't say either one of them. Mishenatal akos levarich haveh hasachadat. Once you pick up the cup to say to bench, so then that's also a koshel bracha. It's for benching. That's also another action to show that you had hasachadas and are no longer eating. So it's the same category as havlan v'nivrich. Dalet. Kesha adam nichnas beit chaveru. V'yesham chavurot harbe shochlin v'kol echad moshit lo kos. So you go to a friend's house and everyone's passing around wine to drink. Yesh mi she'omer shemrevarech al kol echad v'pre gefen. Ki b'chol pa'am hu nimlach. We actually learned this before. The halacha is one says a new bracha on every single cup. Now this is assuming it wasn't like an open bar or at the table where you can just drink as much as you want. If you had a mind to drink as much as you want and it's there available, then you just say one Brei Pei Gefen and you're covered for all the brachos regarding Brei Pei Gefen. And then we learned about Hatov HaMetiv. But if every cup, you don't know if you're going to get another one, it's considered a nimlach, as if you did not have a mind to drink anymore, and therefore for every cup you have to say a new bracha. Hey, hakruim beveit baal habayit lechol minei perot. You get invited to eat fruit, a meal, a fruit party. U'mevi'in lahem bazeh achar zeh, and they bring you a bowl after bowl or fruit after fruit. Einam tzrichim levarech el arishan. You only say a bracha rishona on the first one, because you had a mind that if they bring you more fruit, whatever they give you, you're going to have a mind to keep eating. So the bracha works for all. Vav. Achal kol machal v'lo achal melach. You ate any food, but you didn't have salt. Shata kol mashke v'lo shata mayim. You drink everything but water. Bayom yidah pnei reyach hapeh. If you did this during the day, right? You eat a meal without salt, or you drink without having any water, and so then you should be worried about having bad breath. U'balayla mipnei reyach hapeh u'mipnei askara. And if you do this during the night, you should worry about bad breath and some kind of a choli, where it becomes difficult to breathe. V'ha'ochel, right? In other words, it's unhealthy and it's not recommended. Okay. V'ha'ochel melach achar achilato lo yochal bagudal. And if you're going to eat salt after your meal, don't use your thumb. And then here we have a little quick definition. So I guess memorize it for the rest of the Shulchan Aruch. I don't know if it's going to come up again. He's telling you what your fingers are called. So the gudal is your thumb. Your etzpa is the next finger. I guess you call it the pointer finger? Index finger. Okay? Amma Aruch is your middle. Amma is called your middle finger. Kmitza is your fourth finger, ring finger. And a zeret is your pinky, or your small fifth finger. The kasher likibor banim. So you shouldn't use your thumb to eat to eat salt. It's not a good omen for burying your son. Velo bazeret the kasher laaniyut, and not using your pinky. That's also a bad for becoming poor. Velo baetzpa the kasher lishchinra, and don't use your index finger. Thank you. It's bad luck for getting boils. Ela ba'ama uba kamitza. But so what fingers are left? It's your middle finger and your ring finger. Okay. V'lama ein anu noagin v'achilat melach ushti. Okay. It says we already covered why nowadays we're not so makbid on having salt and water. Just b'kitzur, because normally it's included in whatever we eat, it's usually there. Okay. And some say we're not so makbid of nishtanu hatva'im. That comes up many times. brought down by the Magen Avraham and others, that Nishtana Teva, our bodies aren't exactly, so we're not always so makbi the same way we used to be. Okay, let's do Kaf Pet. Kaf Kuf. Kuf Pei. Kuf Pei. Si'if Aleph. You're not supposed to remove the table completely, or the tablecloth, from all of its bread until after Birkat HaMazon, because it's more appropriate when we bench while there's still bread on the table. Either because it shows that we're benching to thank Hashem for the bread, or also it may be to... there's always a concept that a bracha is always shora, it always resides when there's something there for the bracha to fall on. A famous example in Navi by Elisha is you needed to, in order to make oil show up in all the empty jars or pitchers, you needed to have at least a little bit of oil to start it with. It's actually Hanukkah, so we have the same thing. We didn't just get oil from nowhere. We found oil, and the miracle continued from the original oil was there. Person wants to make a parnasa. You have to at least open a business or open something. Money doesn't usually just fall from heaven. Okay, Aleph. We finished Aleph. Bet, right? Okay. Bet. If a person doesn't leave any bread on the table, he's not going to see it's not a siman bracha. So there was a custom by the goyim to bring a full loaf of bread, not so familiar. So therefore, at the end, when it comes to benching, lechatchila, one should not bring a full loaf of bread to bench on. You should only use what was ever on the table, or if there's nothing there, bring some little pieces. Gimel. You're allowed to finish it, or it's good to leave a couple crumbs over if you're traveling. When you bench, you should always have some bread on the table. Yeah, not all week. Not all day. We're just talking about bracha, because when you say the bracha, Birkat HaMazon, you want it to show, like we mentioned, that there should be bracha to hold on to, or to show what you're benching for. Gimel, kodem shito yada v'chaber abayit shelo yisharu sham perim v'yamasu b'mayim shel netila. So it's important that when you're let's keep reading. I'll just explain that before you do mayim achronim, you should get rid of the crumbs, because you don't want the water to land, even to spill. People used to wash with a lot of water probably, and we don't want the water to spill on the bread, and then it gets ruined. Alpha pisha mutar le'abed perinch en behem kazayit. You're allowed to ruin or not worry about pieces of bread that are less than a kazayit. Shema Yehiah Shamash Am Aretz. Wait a second, can we skip? Shema Yehiah Shamash Am Aretz. You're allowed to use one, and you'll have pieces of bread that are more than a kazayit. You're not allowed to ruin them. You don't like step on them. You can't destroy them by having water go on them, but you are allowed to put them in the garbage. Therefore, you should put them in a plastic bag if it's more than a kazayit, or you shouldn't just put them in a garbage where it really gets disgusting right away. We want you to clean up all the pieces of bread first before you wash, so that the water doesn't get on it. Either one. V'achshav, true. V'achshav, ein anu noagim kein. But nowadays we're not worried about this. Mipnei she'ein anu misalkin eshulchan v'anu nolgim adayim chutz eshulchan v'makom she'en sham perim. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, in his days they didn't wash on the table, they washed away from the table, so it wasn't an issue. V'leikel emecha shemidi. So he's not worried. They washed away, either one. But it's not going to get ruined. But nowadays they point out, if you wash on the table, you should still be makbid to be careful. Although nowadays people wash with 3 drops of water, which is on the tip of your fingers, which is also inappropriate according to the halacha. But anyways, it's called the fi'idyan. Okay.